mama put you on a trip. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's my letter.
That's right. As our mixed choir noted, this is Monitor 68. I'm your host, H. Morgan, wishing you a happy holiday weekend. Just a minute and a half. Monitor on stage, featuring the Meshuganishi Yogi. If I mispronounce that, who'd know it? Cayola and the orchestra, the Scalp Hunters theme.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick? A brand new Buick? Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick this year?
You'd love to own a Buick, wouldn't you? This is the time. Buick bargain days are here. It's easier than ever to own that new Buick equipped the way you want it. Some beautiful bargains are waiting for you right now.
Next, Renews It presents Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. We'll hear from Joey Foreman in just 1 minute. If you were a cat, you'd be purring about the news announcing the 1968 All-American Glamour Kitty Contest, sponsored by Kitty Pan, America's most popular cat litter. 36 regional winners selected from every part of the country will receive appropriate recognition and prizes. All will be eligible to be crowned the All-American Glamour Kitty. 6 finalists, selected by the judges, will fly in luxurious comfort aboard Eastern Airlines to attend an exciting 7-day, expenses-paid pageant vacation at the fabulous Hotel Fontainebleau in Miami Beach. You and your cat will become celebrities of the feline world. The lucky pageant winner will be crowned with a jeweled tiara and mink-trimmed cape, designed by Morris Goodman and Associates of New York. No pedigree required to enter. Fill out the official entry blank found in specially marked bags of Kitty Pan cat litter, on sale in supermarkets and wherever pet supplies are sold. Decision of the judges will be final. Contest ends April 29th. Void where taxed or prohibited. Those of you who have small children have probably attended PTA meetings at one time or another, but you've never heard a guest speaker like this one, impersonated by comedian Joey Foreman, the Meshuganishi Yogi.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I am very happy to be with you here tonight. And in all transcendental majesty, I think that through my very vast experience and knowledge, I can answer any of your questions. So please speak freely. We are all friends here.
Now, Mr. Ganeshi, what do you feel about the role of the teenage parent?
I think the role of the teenage parent should be played by Wayne Newton. Unless it's a musical.
How should I go about telling my son about the facts of life?
Well, above all, madam, you must be honest and adult with your child. Because if you don't tell him the complete truth, someone else will. Just as sure as Santa Claus brings presents on Christmas Eve. To all good little boys and girls.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? This isn't Santa Claus.
There's no Candy Claus.
Monitor on stage featuring Joey Foreman. Next time you have a house party and the air becomes stale and heavy with smoke and other odors, just spray a little Renews-It air freshener. See what happens. Chances are nobody will even notice the light, pleasant fragrance, just the delightful difference it makes. That's because Renews-It air freshener removes unpleasant odors, clears the air in seconds. 5 wonderful fragrances to choose from, each so light that even husbands notice the difference, not the scent. And all available at a surprisingly low budget-coddling price. Renews-It air fresheners with a good housekeeping seal.
Stay right here on the air.
Yeah, stay right here. You'll hear from Joe Garagiola with some comments on the New York Rangers and their rise in the hockey world. Meantime, let me remind you, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
This is a great place to get a glass of beer, right in your own neighborhood, too. You'll recognize it by the good times and the Michelob on draft. Draft Michelob since 1896. Have a glass. Just look for the name Michelob. It'll be outside a place with sounds like you're hearing coming from inside. In beer, going first class is Michelob. Period.
You can never find a parking spot when you need one. There's usually a driveway, maybe a fire plug, or it's on the wrong side of the street, which means you'll have to move the car before 8 tomorrow. Alternate side of the street parking can really bug you, but it's the only time mechanical sweepers can move freely to clean litter. Some people don't move their cars, so they risk being towed away or a $25 fine. Alternate side of the street parking is an inconvenience. But if you know a better way to do it, tell somebody.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York. Morgan for Monitor at 16 minutes after the hour. Here's a rendition of an old standard by somebody with the improbable pseudonym of Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Hi, Monitor fans. This is Rowan and Martin. Do you know the Gettysburg address?
Mr. and Mrs. Gettysburg, 421 Elm Street, Spokane.
If Tuesday Weld married Frederick March the 2nd, she'd be Tuesday March the 2nd.
Well, here's the latest news from Tanganyika. Let me spell that for you. That's N-E-W-S.
I meant to ask you, Dick, did you have fun with those Siamese twins last night?
Yes and no.
Well,
Blue married Red Skelton, they'd both be arrested.
Due to lack of interest, tomorrow has been canceled.
Well, it ain't us. It must be your car radio. Tiny Tim, it says here. It's probably Nick Lucas imitating Mrs. Miller. The interpolation was by the co-stars of Laugh-In on NBC TV. I think the music was a little funnier than the jokes.
In my math class, I could figure to the fraction. But with the boys, I just didn't add up right. After class, I was the fella's first subtraction. Until I summed things up and switched to ultra bright. Ultra bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra bright changed my whole life. Now, my dates have been totaling up to 2 and 3 a night. The compliments keep multiplying up and out of sight. Loneliness is zero. Believe me, it's for real. Ultra bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
Ultra bright toothpaste. The kickiest taste. The freshest breath. The brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
Ultra bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After ultra bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Thanks, Fred. Tiny Tim, eh? Rowan and Martin, eh? If my whole life hadn't been a disaster area, Ed McMahon would have had to listen to that. Now, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
They're back in the sports high-rent district, and a lot of the credit goes to a guy I'll be talking about after this from State Farm.
Hello, anybody. Henry Morgan here with a special message. Ladybug, ladybug, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children are next door watching it on TV. Aren't you glad that you have a low-cost homeowners policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty Company? And that with that policy comes a friendly State Farm agent who's probably on his way to pitch in on the fast, efficient claim service that's made State Farm number one in homeowners insurance. Henry Morgan to Ladybug, over and out. Henry Morgan to all you other homeowners. Now that I've told you about the State Farm homeowners policy, the one with rates lower than most, maybe one of you could tell me where a guy who talks to ladybugs can get some much-needed help?
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
When you hear people talk about a New York team that doesn't win, the immediate reaction is that they must mean the Mets. But up until this year, they could have meant the Rangers, too. Oh, the Rangers made the National Hockey League playoffs last year, but they just managed to make it. Not only that, they didn't hang around very long either, as Montreal beat them 4 straight. But this year, the Rangers made it by finishing second. If you're not a Ranger fan, you might not be impressed with that. But let's take a look back and see what it means. In the first place, the Rangers haven't finished first in the league since 1942. Since then, they've managed to miss the playoffs altogether no less than 18 times. You've got to keep in mind that in hockey, 4 of the 6 teams that start the season make the playoffs. You can see what Ranger fans have had to put up with. In 5 of the 7 years that they did make it, they wound up 4th. Credit for the strong showing this year must go, as it always does, to the players. But it goes to somebody else, too. And that somebody else is their coach and general manager, Emil Francis. The Cat, as they called him, bounced around the hockey world for a long time before he achieved his current success. As a goalie, he played in 12 cities in 4 leagues and really didn't set any of them on fire. But he learned his business. 6 years ago, he came to the Rangers as assistant to the man who was then general manager, Muzz Patrick. 3 years later, he took over as general manager. And the following year, he also became the team's coach. Although they both pertain to hockey, there are 2 different kinds of jobs. And it takes a special kind of man to do them both. The Cat is that kind of man. He had to make the deals as a general manager, and a lot of the trades that he made were for young players. And then he had to put on his other hat and develop those young players into guys who could get the job done in big-time hockey. He had his eye on a young goalie, and he brought him up to the Rangers. The youngster wasn't ready. He had a style that was both colorful and dangerous. He would come way out of the nets to get the puck, and sometimes he didn't get to it soon enough, and an opposing player had an open goal to shoot at. Eventually, the goalie was sent back, but the cat didn't forget about him. He still thought the young man would make it. Today, that goalie, Ed Jockeman, is considered by many to be the best in the league. He got that way through a combination of his own talent and the confidence of Emil Francis. Ranger fans kept coming, even during the bad years. They were waiting for a team they could be proud of. It's been a long wait, but Emil Francis has finally brought them that team. It wasn't a tough job. It was two tough jobs, but the cat did them both. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Now, a word about Union Oil. Treat your car's engine with care. Insist on Super Royal Triton, the motor oil that goes Detroit one better. Super Royal Triton is so good, it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. You can't ask more of any motor oil. So get Super Royal Triton next time you're due for a change. You'll be getting a rugged oil that gives your engine continuous protection under the toughest driving conditions. Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. Demand it at your garage, service stations, and auto supply stores.
Yesterday I heard the rain whispering your name, asking where you'd gone. It fell softly from the clouds on the silent crowds as I wandered on. Out of doorways, black umbrellas came to pursue me. Faceless people as they passed were looking through me. No one knew. My eyes face up to the skies, drinking in the rain. But your image still was there, floating in the air, brighter than a
latest, Yesterday I Heard the Rain. Fairlane adds another reason why it's the success car of 1968. The results of the mobile gas economy run show Fairlane out in front in Class C. Competing against intermediate-sized six-cylinder cars, Fairlane averaged a winning 22.7 miles per gallon. This data is certified by the United States Auto Club, which closely supervised the entire cross-country run. All cars entered were expertly prepared and driven, so there's no doubt about the winner's superior economy and performance. Now, add this victory to the tremendous success of the Fairlane Torinos in this year's NASCAR racing circuit, plus the fact that Torino has been named pace car for the Indianapolis 500, and it's easy to understand why Fairlane is leading the sales race in America's fastest-growing class of cars. In performance and economy, too, Ford has a better idea. See your Ford dealer now during his See the Light sale. See why the switch is on to Ford.
Life, toast by King Richard and the Flugel Knights. This is Monitor 68, heard throughout the length and breadth of these United States. In the area of Naples, Florida, our listeners catch us on WNOG. Word now from all our NBC outlets, and then we'll be back.
Enjoy the Easter Sunrise service live from Radio City Music Hall tomorrow morning on NBC Radio.
Watch The Crazy Quilt on the Sunday Film Festival at 11:30.
Burgess Meredith narrates this tragic comic story of the marriage of a dire pessimist to an incurable romantic idealist. Tomorrow night at 11:30 on Channel 4. Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Kate here with a pat on the back for English actor Peter Needham, who believes the show must go on. He's acting a part that requires him to drink 7 pints of beer at every performance. So matinee days, that's 14 pints. The producer ruled out cold tea as a substitute, so he drinks the real thing, over 50 pints a week. Probably the only actor in history who can't wait to get off stage and get a couple of pretzels. Spanish Eyes, Joe Harnell. Next, The Limelighters with Glenn Yarbrough. Cold December in Your Heart.
A touch of April in your smile, July and August in your yellow hair, a sweet September your eyes, November notions in the clothes you wear, your every season's work of art, but there's a cold December in your heart. Thank you.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see.
More news, more songs to sing you, more comedy on NBC.
That's right. Coming up on Monitor 68, more stuff. First, let me remind you that there are only two more days left in National Panic Week. Don't panic. Be calm. Take a tranquilizer to lunch.
Your heart is free, just like the wind. Your hands reach out, but not for mine now. You build our castle out of sight. I take the water, not the wine now. What went wrong? Tell me how. How could you do this thing to me, my love? Your heart is free, just like the wind. The ring you're wearing isn't mine now. I feel you're with me everywhere. And yet you're only in my mind now. What went wrong? Just tell me how. How could you do this thing to me? How could you do this thing to me, my love?
Car. Your heart is free just like the wind.
You think you're a prize, and then you see the light. Oh, better ideas come forward. Those better ideas come forward. See the light, see the light.
Now's the time to see the light, because there's never been a better time to buy the original success car, Mustang. Right now, for a limited time only, there are two new low-priced Mustang Sprints. One with special wheel covers, pop-open gas cap, and sporty C-stripe. The other has all that, plus wide oval tires, styled steel wheels, and fog lamps. See these low-priced Mustang Sprints and see why. The switch is on to Ford.
Those better ideas from Ford.
Many showbiz personalities can point to some performer who originally inspired them to develop their own talents. Comedian Jackie Vernon's no exception, as he told Monitor's Jack Eigen.
In different stories I've read about you in magazines and newspaper stories, your big idol in life, if I may use the word idol, has been Charlie Chaplin.
Well, you may use the word idol, because I did idolize Charlie Chaplin. When I first started in show business, I used to work all these small towns all over the country, small strip joints. and I'd get canceled sometime, and the boss didn't like me. I didn't have much of an act then. I was just finding my way. And I used to carry this picture of Chaplin around with me, and I'd have it in my dressing room. The dumpiest club, I always had this one picture of Chaplin. And I'd talk to him, you know, and I'd say, you know, Charlie, this was our rough audience, you know, but I'm going to do better next show. You know, it was kind of a crazy thing, but it gave me confidence to look at his picture. And then I started writing to him. I found out he lived in Vevey, Switzerland. And I'd write him a few pages every night in some dingy hotel room. At the end of the week, I'd have about 14 pages of what was going on during that week, the boss's name, the audience that night, and I'd mail it. And I did this for about 2 years, you know. And I never got any answer, but I never got the letters back either. You know, somebody was getting them. And then I stopped, of course, because I like to hear from people when I write to them. So,
have you ever met Chaplin?
Well, here's the topper on the story. It's so beautiful. I had the pleasure of working at the Palladium about a year and a half ago. And I stayed at the Savoy Hotel. And I was there about two or three nights, and the English William Morris agent said, there's a little excitement around the hotel because Chaplin and his wife are having dinner in the restaurant. And I said, Charlie Chaplin's having dinner in the restaurant here? He said, yes. I said, this is going to sound terribly corny. I said, but I just love him. I said, I you think is it possible? Anyway, I can meet him. He says, let me find out. This was before I was going to work that night. So he went in and came out. He said, Mr. Chaplin would love to meet you. And I was escorted into this dining room. And he just little. I was amazed at how small he was, even sitting there, gray hair, and his wife has a lot of gray hair, too. And the man said, Mr. Chaplin, this is the American comedian, Jackie Vernon. And Chaplin looked up at me. He said, Jackie Vernon. He says, how come you stopped writing to me? Honest to goodness. And then his wife told me that he just never answers anybody's mail. And he did receive, and he looked forward to those letters.
As a comedian, who are a couple of the guys that can really break you up?
Oh, it was Walter Cronkite. Alan Ludden knocks me up. Bert Parks is my favorite comedian altogether. Well, some of the new comedians, there's a boy named Pat Paulson who's on the Smothers Brothers show. I think he's really great. Don Knotts is great. Johnny Winters, of course, is great. We have great comedians around today.
Gosh, you didn't mention my favorite comedian, David Susskind.
Professor Prong?
Yes?
I'm doing a survey on owners of Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractors.
A very efficient machine. It's built tough like the big international tractors, you know.
Oh?
Brute strength. Mows my lawn, clears snow, works my garden. So easy. There's no shifting with that hydrostatic drive.
Well, Professor, you certainly are sold on Cub Cadet.
Yes, I am.
Cadets for keeps, you know. Say, you've got quite a lab here.
I'm trying to transmute matter. Here, hold these electrodes.
Hey, what the...
Now I turn you into a pussycat. I blew it again.
If you want to turn lawn work into a breeze, buy any new Cub Cadet, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, and get the rotary mower free. The offer's limited, so hurry. You'll find your participating international dealer in the yellow pages under lawnmowers or tractors.
Love is kind, love is wise, so much laughter in your eyes. And you know that I will love you till the last flower dies.
Do you hear music far away? Feeling oh so new, so I'm singing just for you.
You are everywhere I find, in my heart and on my mind. Time is all I have, time for you.
Thank you.
The Seekers. Love is kind, love is wine. The time 14 minutes before the hour. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Wake up to what's happening with me, Big Wilson, and the WNBC News staff. Find out what New York newsmakers were doing while you were asleep. Listen, then call Plaza 78866. Make your morning part of the day's big event. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on WNBC.
Say, did you ever hear of a Vita chain? Well, here's how it works. A person in a developing country needs help in working on a technical problem as he struggles to help himself. He describes that problem to Vita. Vita circulates the problem to volunteer consultants. The consultants return solutions to Vita. Vita consolidates the information and airmails it overseas. There, it shows people how to help themselves. You can be a link in the Vita chain. For information, write Vita, Post Office Box 555, Schenectady, New York, 12301.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Here comes more of Monitor.
Once again, it's time. And once again, we have a modern rendition of a musical standard. Here's Al Martino, Lily Marlene.
Underneath the lantern by the barricade, darling, I remember the way you used to wait. 'Twas there that you whispered tenderly that you love me, you'd always be my lily of the lamplight, my only Marlene. Time would come for roll call, time for us to part. Darling, I'd caress you and press you to my heart. And there, neath that far-off lantern light, I'd hold you tight. We'd kiss goodnight, my lily of the lamplight, my only Marlene. Orders came for sailing somewhere over there. All confined to barracks was more than I could bear. I knew you were waiting there for me so patiently. When will I see my lily of a lamplight, my only Marlene? Resting in the billet, just behind the line, even though we're parted, your lips are close to mine. You wait where the lantern softly gleams, your sweet face seems to haunt my dreams, my lily of the lamplight, my only Marlene, my lily of the lamplight, my
because we're sisters. But alas, our dates were few and far between. Oh, how we wondered why we missed with all the misters, until Ultra Bright came on the scene. Ultra Bright entered our life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed our whole life. Now, all of a sudden, Cupid's arrows start ping. I'm dating like mad, and I got a ring. We're such a woosome twosome, believe us, it's for real. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Next, monitors ring around the world. A weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad. Brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty Company, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. In 1 minute, a look at the upcoming conferences in Hawaii between President Johnson and some of this country's allies. First, this from State Farm.
This is Al Cap for the defense of the roller skate. All roller skates aren't bad. There are good skates, you know. But it's always the roller skate that massacres the mailman or sends the meter reader reeling. What about the garden hose? What about the dog that wakes up biting? Well, whether it's the roller skate or the garden hose, your best protection is a homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, in case the mailman or the meter reader want to meet you again in court. It'll protect your house and your possessions, too, in case of fire and theft and other such nastiness, and all at one low package price. Good idea? Then phone your State Farm agent about his homeowner's policy right now and watch out for that blasted roller skate in the hall.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now, here's John Rich, NBC News, Tokyo.
President Johnson at Honolulu is going to have to convince South Korea's President Chung-hee Park that his peace offensive does not mean a sellout of allied interests in Vietnam. He must also assure him that the dramatic new steps taken by the United States the past couple of weeks do not indicate any weakening of America's commitment to defend South Korea itself against mounting threats from communist North Korea. The South Koreans are not at all happy about President Johnson's decision to open talks with the North Vietnamese. The South Koreans have been America's firmest supporters in the Vietnam War. They feel that any withdrawal on anything short of honorable conditions would be a great blow not only to their pride, but to their own future security in Asia. Several years ago, the United States put pressure on the South Koreans to send soldiers to fight in Vietnam. The Koreans, mindful of America's help to them during their own war, responded remarkably, and they now have 50,000 soldiers there, second only in number to the United States. At the moment, the South Koreans don't feel their views are being heard properly by the United States. The Pueblo incident last January created a rift in the normally cordial relations between Washington and Seoul. The Koreans were not happy to see the U.S. representatives dealing privately with the North Koreans for the return of the American crewmen. It took a trip to Korea by Cyrus Vance and promises of large-scale military aid to quiet down the dissent. And now comes the American peace offensive in Vietnam. The violently anti-communist South Korean government has strong feelings. In the light of its own bitter experiences during the Korean armistice, it simply doesn't think negotiations will get anywhere, but only give the North Vietnamese a chance to build up their military strength. President Park will be warning President Johnson against admitting the Viet Cong representatives to the peace table or allowing them in a coalition government. He will also be reminding the American president that Mr. Johnson does not have an entirely free hand in trying to bring the Vietnam War to an end. He must consider the views of his other allies, like Korea, who are taking part in the Vietnam fighting. John Rich, NBC News, Tokyo.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups on people and events here and abroad.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick, a brand new Buick? Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick this year?
A very special time of the year is here, Buick Bargain Days. If you've ever dreamed of owning a brand new Buick, Special Deluxe, Skylark, Grand Sport, the Sabre, Wildcat, Electra 225, even a Riviera, this is your time of year. Buicks, equipped the way Buicks should be equipped, are easier to own than they've ever been. Let your Buick dealer show you.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick, a brand new Buick. All the bright, exciting new Buicks are here.
Doc Severinsen, Trumpets and Crumpets. You're tuned to Monitor 68. I'm your host, Morgan the Doll, reminding you that NBC News on the Hour is just ahead.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with
Hello, this is Lee Leonard, your guide to New York. If you'd like to know what's happening in and around your town, join me weekdays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WNBC. You'll have fun learning because my show is class.
If you're covered by Medicare health insurance and need information about how to apply for benefits to help pay your doctor bills, here are some helpful hints. First, read your Medicare handbook. It's full of valuable information. If the handbook does not answer your questions, get in touch with your Social Security office. People there will be glad to explain any part of the Medicare program. And if you need help in applying for benefits, they'll be glad to assist you.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.